Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we rejoice in you. The entrance of your word brings light and life and love, your unconditional love to us. Father God, we thank you so much we can have a relationship with you and fellowship, close fellowship with you. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are complete in Christ and that we are listening to the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us right now. And we pray for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking over here in Colossians. We got other scriptures to get to, but it seems like the Holy Spirit has just kind of led us in this one, Colossians 2, verses 6 through 10. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. It goes on in verse 7 to say we need to be rooted and built up in Christ. In verse 8, that we don't need to follow philosophy and tradition of men and what they're teaching, but stand on the word of God. Verse 9, Colossians 2, 9 says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily in Christ, and you are complete in him. You are complete, totally complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Praise God, that's you. You in Christ, you're complete in him. So if you're complete, why are you feeling incomplete? If you're complete, why are you praying, oh God, please fill me up. Please make me feel good about myself. Please complete me. Jesus has completed us. God has completed us through Christ. We're complete in him. So my question to you and me is, why are we struggling to get God to do something he's already done for us? We pray from a position of victory, not a position of defeat. We speak our authority out, getting an agreement or showing or continuing or rather confirming our agreement with God, with what he has said, with what he said we can do, with what he says we are, who we are in Christ Jesus. See, it's really the past tense of God's word. You're complete in him. Verse 10, you're complete in him. Praise God, in the Passion Translation says, through verse 10, well, we'll start back at verse 9. For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form, and our own completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God, as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head of every kingdom and the authority in the universe. And praise God, he's giving us authority. He has given us authority to take in his name, to use his name, and to receive what we've already been provided for us. So, as we said, when you received Christ Jesus the Lord, you're redeemed. You're bought back out of sin, right? Okay, but get this. You're also healed. You're also whole. Praise God. The past tense of God's word becomes the present tense of God's word and in your life when you exercise your faith to receive. See, God's not going to heal you. He already has. And for all of us who have struggled for years, many people have struggled and never received what God has because they were thinking God won't do it for me, or maybe God doesn't want me healed, or what's his will? See, if you don't know God's will, his word, the Bible, then what have you got to stand on? Hope, and hope will not make you ashamed. Amen. And we know that, but you've got to add faith to your hope. And how do you get faith? Well, do I pray for faith? No. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, I've got to preach in here. I'm just didn't. One, what was it? Kenneth Hagin or somebody used to say, "Have you stopped preaching and gone to meddling?" I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing here because I'm meddling. You know, Holy Spirit's meddling in my life. He's getting in on me about this, that my mindset has to be one of victory, not defeat. Trying to get something to God to do something when God's already done it. He's already done it for you. Praise God. We're complete in him. Ephesians 1:3. We said this a while back recently, I think. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's not gonna bless us one day, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, I'm just hoping. I'm a hoping and a praying. And one time I heard a minister years ago said, people used to pray that. I'm a hoping and a praying. Well, that's why you're not getting anything. If we're hoping and praying, that's great. But we need to add faith, and faith receives. I'm going to read this. I'm going to flip back here to Mark chapter 11. I know we've discussed this. You've heard many people teach it. Some people thought Kenneth Hagin wrote it. He didn't. It's right here in the Bible. But we can start in verse 22, the whole chapter here, actually. But really, I want you to see verse 24, just one little verse. Let's pull it out of here and look at it, because it's such a key passage. And we've talked about it before, praying and saying and believing and forgiving and all that's involved in this chapter. It's not your faith, but I have to look at verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, have the faith of God. It's not even your faith, it's God's faith. But my brother and my sister, my friend, if you are in Christ, you have his faith. If you're complete in him and he's filled with the Godhead bodily and he's in you, guess what you're filled with? The Godhead bodily, the fullness of God is in you. Praise God. Through his spirit and through his word when you speak it. Verse 24, Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When do you believe that you receive? Praise God. When you pray. When I pray, I believe I have received what Christ has already done, and I'm activating that in my life. So if someone comes up to you and says, well, how are you feeling? And you've believed you received when you prayed, you believe you received your healing. If you start telling them the symptoms, now we're not denying the symptoms, we're denying their right to remain. Praise God. You see, here you've got to get established in that healing is God's will for you before you can stand on the word for healing. But when you do that, you begin to see yourself the way God sees you. He sees you healed. He doesn't see that sickness in you overtaking you. He sees you totally healed. And when he sees you that way through Christ Jesus, you and I see ourselves that way through Christ Jesus. That Jesus went to the cross not only for any sin and the sin problem and spiritual death in our lives to make us alive with Christ through that Zoe life of God, but he placed us in Christ and gave us everything pertaining to life and godliness and gave us the authority so that we don't have to struggle, just receive and walk in it. Thank God, hallelujah, we can do that. You can do that. You can do this. Christianity, the struggle in Christianity is what the devil's telling you to do. He's telling you to struggle so that you don't rest. And we labor to enter into the rest, but we don't struggle with it. No, I'm not going to give in to what the devil's saying. I was talking to somebody last night, and they stood at their door, and sadness and oppression was trying to come in, and she said, no, you're not doing that. You're not going to do that today in my house. And praise God, he couldn't. The devil could not do it. Why? Because she took her authority in Christ. You and I should take our authority in Christ. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. I love that song, I'm complete in him, because I'm not having to work to get this. You don't have to work to become better at doing something so that God will love you. God loves you anyway. We get rid of the sin consciousness right now. I take authority over that in our lives, and you take authority over it in your life. And Father God, we pray right now that we are free from sin consciousness. We're resting in you. We're receiving what you've provided. I encourage this believer right now, Lord God, that ask you to minister to them through the word that is spoken, through the word that is spoken in our hearts by your spirit, that revelation knowledge has become real in our lives and that we will not struggle, but we release all the struggle and we let you have it. We give you the care right now and we stand on your word no matter what it is we're facing today. Praise God. You've already been there. You've already taken care of it. And you, Lord God, are going to live through us today and live through this believer to speak that word and take that authority and receive what's already been provided. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works. a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.